Let's come back to some of your calls on benefits today. Danny, morning to you, Danny.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, benefits are meagre subsistence level payments to those in need of assistance, and any cut to the level of their increase against inflation will result in less food, less heating, and a lower standard of living for our most disadvantaged families. This is supposedly civilised society. I don't think this is something we should be aspiring to.
Thank you, Danny. Here's Ian in Belfast. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, Stephen. Now, I was listening to that gentleman who said he spoke for taxpayers. I'm 73. I've decided after many part-time jobs that I'm going to fully retire and go and do voluntary work. My good colleague who worked with me, we worked part-time, 2 days 1 week, 3 the next, decided that he would retire. 104 people applied for a part-time job. 104 people. Now, how many of those were actually on benefits, I do not know. But as the gentleman preceded me said, this is subsistence level. So therefore, we would be above subsistence level. So obviously, these people are applying for the job. Now, numerous occasions, people have come to the gate and asked, are there any jobs going in your works? Now, these are people on benefit seeking work. So if that gentleman says that he would like to have them cut, I think, honestly, he should walk off into the night and just forget it.
Ian, thank you. Frank, morning to you, Frank.
Morning to you, Stephen. Stephen, that David Vance is not worthy to be called a gentleman. He was speaking there this morning. He puts you in mind of what you would call a capitalist. For anybody to I'm a businessman and I pay my taxes. And I would solely say I pay a lot more than what David Vance pays per year. So I would, Stephen. And I know people on benefits that don't get enough. They need to get more money. If that boy there was living, if that boy there came and
well, he's talking about a cut in benefits.
He is, Stephen. He's
And the point that he's making, though, is that people who are out working, some of them are having to take a cut in their pay.
Correct, Stephen.
And so therefore he thinks it's perverse that people who are going out and working are having to face cuts when people who are on benefits are going to be taking increases. That's what he's saying.
You see, 5 years ago, the wages went that high with inflation. And that's the problem, Stephen. And the benefits didn't raise the same. And anybody living on £70 or £80 a week, that by there wants to come into the real world. If he joined the leg of the Samaritans there for a year and just to see the problems people have, young couples losing their homes, young people can't afford to feed their families. Stephen, I've never heard anybody like that boy. And to me, he just reminds me of what a capitalist is. And Greta there, I must say, every word that she spoke, she was a credit to society. But do you see where people like that by there wondering about where it's heading there, Stephen? No good for nothing.
Jerry says this morning, perhaps Mr. Vance should go and explain his position to the unfortunate workers who have lost their jobs in FG Wilson and who may now have to depend on benefits.
Stephen, do you see if that boy was in front of me for 5 minutes? Stephen?
Yes.
I guarantee you, you know this, I'd need to be held back of him, do you know that?
Why don't we get David back in the radio and we'll let you speak to him. Here's another texter. I have a business degree, but the lack of jobs out there, I'm only getting the minimum wage, as it's a private business. I'm only able to get 28 hours a week. I came out with £160 a week once tax, etc. has been taken off. People on benefits sitting at home watching Jeremy Kyle are earning much more.
Yes.
It's not fair.
Could I say this as well, Stephen? A friend of mine...
But if you listen to what that last texter said...
Yes.
He said he's out working 28 hours a week, 160 quid's his take-home pay, and he says people on benefits are getting more.
He's wrong. No, he's not. As Greta says, people on benefits are getting £80 to £90 a week, Stephen.
Here's David Vance to speak to you now. Go on, David.
Hello there, yes.
Would I tell you this first? How dare you come on here and speak to people and look down on people? You're not a gentleman, and you're what I would call a capitalist. I pay my taxes. I'm 58 years of age, and I've paid my taxes from I was 16. And believe you me, people on benefit, I see it every day, don't get enough money. And how dare you come on there, the radio this morning, with your head in the air to try and bring people like that down. Do you think people like that there are having a handy living?
Are you finished insulting me?
I'm not. I'm just telling you what's the truth. You're on the way we are.
You're expressing an opinion, and I'm expressing my opinion. But you listen to me.
See if you're in front of me for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this. It'd take Stephen and two or three to help me back because you need to be learned some manners.
Well, if that's the degree of your ignorance, to be quite honest, I can't have a conversation with you.
No, because you know why.
Hold on, Frank, listen to him. You know, listen to him. Right, go on, David. Frank, listen to what David has to say to you.
Right.
Yeah, for Frank, my point, you know, is that on the substance of the matter, what can be paid in terms of benefits is what can be afforded. Now, that's the common sense position. That's not a capitalist position, but you only can pay what can be afforded. Frank, let me finish, please. I didn't interrupt you. This country has got dire financial issues. We've got a budget that's massively unbalanced, and it seems to me eminently sensible that government would seek to ensure that those people who do not work, for whatever reason, do not enjoy greater financial
returns than
people who do. Now, that's my point.
Stephen, can I interrupt them there? My friend had had three jobs up there in the paper. How many applicants applied for them three jobs, could I ask this man here?
Well, I don't have ESP, so I can't.
220 applications for three jobs. And how dare you come on the radio this morning and try and bring down people that's in benefits? I hope the politicians are listening to a person like you that's out working and getting a wage of some description. And tax you're paying, I don't know. But at the same time, how dare you come on and look down on people that's on benefit?
Frank, you've had a feral say. I'm going to have say it back
you.
At you.
No, Frank, you need to listen. Frank, you need to listen to what David's saying to you.
Frank, what I'm saying is that I'm speaking on behalf of those people who are working, be they in the public sector or private sector. Frank, let me explain.
Frank, you need to listen.
Frank, you need to listen. Yes.
Frank, if you listen, you might learn. And the point I want you to understand is this, that in terms of welfare benefit, the government can only pay that which it can afford. I've said that twice to you now. And furthermore, that the level of that has to be commensurate with what people who are working actually earn.
Correct.
There's plenty of working people who are on possibly wage freezes in the public sector.
Yes.
Wage cuts in the
private
sector.
I asked you a question. I interrupt you there.
No!
Let me finish. Those people in the private and public sector will wonder why it is that you think that those who are in benefit deserve a greater percentage increase in their financial income than they do.
Here's Sam. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Thank you, Frank. Cheerio. Go ahead, Sam.
I'll tell you what it is. I was listening to Frank there, and I was listening to your man there. And I'll tell you...
David, sorry.
I'm an ordinary working person. I'm out there every day working. Now, I know for a fact you're talking about benefits. There's a lot of people maybe on benefits that can't get jobs who are genuine, but there's a lot of people on benefits that are getting benefits and they're out working at the same time every day and working for very little because it's an extra few pounds for them. Now, also, on the matter of benefits there, I have children go to school and I have to pay for my dinner money for to get them dinners. Now, people in benefits get them free. They get their dentist free. They get everything under the sun free. So they're all living on benefits.
That's it, Sam. The thing is that we want to have a certain fairness. And I think that it's reasonable and fair that people who work should not be treated by government in a way that is not as well as that as those people who are in benefit. And as you say, we want to encourage people to go out and work. I fully understand that, you know, jobs are hard to come by. I get all of that. But if we actually put in place a situation like we have at the moment, where if you're out of a job, you've got an increase of over 5%. That's frankly a disincentive to every working man and woman, and that's what needs changed. I'm sure you'd agree, Sam.
I would agree with you. Yeah. Why would anybody go out to work if they're going to get paid less for working what they're getting in benefits?
That's a simple question, and that's the one that I'd like to hear more politicians try and answer, because it cuts to the heart of the issue. We want an economy where people are going out and doing what they can to put money on their families' tables. And if we actually disincentivize them by ensuring that those who stay at home actually get more in percentage terms, then, you know, where do we go?
It's another one, David.
Here's Jim in Anderson's Town. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Just to David, to say, I'm a working man. I have worked most of my life. I've had periods of unemployment. I've been in benefit. And David doesn't speak for me. Benefits is far too low. Far too low. 67 quid a week for a single man is unbelievable.
Well, why do you care? Why do you care if you're out working?
Well, I care about people in society. I care about the low-paid workers. I'm not far above what I would call a low-paid worker. And I care about people in society in general. And that's why I keep in Northern Ireland. I mean, we don't care about each other. Then we're back to what? I mean, where you're coming from, I've been reading the book lately. A lot of your comments are coming out of the book I've been reading, and it was on the Nazis in Germany and what happened prior to World War II. And yeah, what you're saying is dangerous. You know, you're becoming down...
Sorry, but balancing a budget is dangerous and it's like Nazi-like. What sort of a book is that you're reading?
Dangerous, you know, you have no thought for the ordinary working man. And the ordinary working man who wants to work, who can't find work. And to be fair, the politicians aren't far behind you.
Very far behind me, because
the government we've had this last several terms, even from Westminster, have thought nothing of working man. They pumped billions of our money.
It was a Labour government.
They pumped billions. I don't care what government. They haven't thought about the working man. As I say, Labour with the what, you know.
You should be careful about criticising politicians.
They're pumping billions of our money now in the wars that we don't want to be in.
Very happy to.
Lads are losing their lives, and as I say, coming back in boxes, and it doesn't seem to worry them too much. And more
David Vance?
Involved in, they're pumping billions in the thing.
Jim, thank you. David Vance?
Yes. No, my point is that, you know, again, it cuts to the heart of all of this. People who want to see welfare increased, which we've just heard, demonstrate a lamentable lack of understanding that we can't afford it. It's really, really simple. We've got a massive budget deficit and we can't ploy more money into those people who don't work, whilst at the same time those people who do work enjoy pay cuts or pay freezes. It's common sense.
Gordy. Morning, Gordy.
Morning, Stephen. Just a text in your researcher to let her know my circumstances. I work 30 hours a week. And I take home 150p. Now, after that, I have to pay rent for where I live and travelling expenses to get the work out. I get a bus into town in the mornings and then one out to Mollusk. And after I've paid out my bills per week for rent and travelling expenses, I am actually taking home £14 more than somebody that's not working per week.
Yeah, and that's a shame. That's an absolute shame. I think that we need to make sure, government should make sure that you can retain much more of the money you earn. I mean, that's why I want to see taxes cut. I want to see people retain more of what they earn, because you've got the work ethic, and that's what we need to see much more of in this country.
But you keep on suggesting, David Vance, even what you've just said there now, you've got the work ethic. You keep that there's an inference in that people on benefits do not have a work ethic.
No, there's an inference.
There are people who are on benefit. What do you mean there's not an inference?
I'm being really plain. I'm saying to you in black and white terms that I accept that there are plenty of people on benefit, Stephen, that want to work. I fully accept that. But I'm also saying, so that you're really clear, that I believe there are people out there on benefits who have no intention of working. So it's a double-sided point, Stephen. If you want to have it one way, you have to have it the other way. I am providing a balanced point of view.
Johnny in Dundonald. Morning, Johnny.
How you keeping? I've just been listening to a conversation and a few things that cropped up there on the basis of blaming governments. My honest attitude is it wouldn't matter what party you voted for. They would be very chummy with their banker friends, which brings me to the position and question for David. What is his stance on the bankers, their bonuses and their bailouts?
Well, we're not going to get into the bankers and the bonuses again, are we?
Hold on, Stephen.
How many times are we going to talk about bonuses and bankers?
Stephen.
Do you want an answer?
Right. Hold on.
Let this man finish.
The Sun paper, page 26. Bankers pocketed $13 billion in bonuses last year, more than a third of the total paid out to British workers. Well, how come they keep getting away with it, but we don't? It doesn't matter what party you would vote for. They still get away with it. So, technically, we're not seriously pointing a finger at the wrong people yet again. I mean,
well,
you could go as far as to say, even HSBC, and it was on the news, where they were laundering money for drug cartels. See, bankers, they're the boys you have to watch.